A blessed Divine Mercy Sunday to you. You may wonder how Pope John Paul II came to proclaim this Sunday, the second Sunday of Easter, as Divine Mercy Sunday. Well, it all began in 1905 with the birth of Helena, the third child of pious Polish peasants, Stanley and Marianne Kowalski. Since she was 7 years old, Helena knew that she wanted to be a nun. Eventually, 3 years after being refused permission by her parents to join the convent, 19-year-old Helena followed the calling she received in a vision from the suffering Jesus and took a train to Warsaw with the intent of becoming a nun. Refused admission to religious life at convent after convent, apparently due to her obvious poverty and limited education, Helena was finally given a chance and provisionally accepted into the convent of the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy. 2 years later, Helena was clothed in the habit and received the religious name of Sister Maria Faustina of the Blessed Sacrament. A few years later, in 1931, Sister Faustina received the first of many visions of Jesus, clothed in white, with red and white rays emanating from his heart. Such rays represent God's mercy and the blood and water that flowed from the crucified Jesus' pierced heart, as we heard in the second reading. This image of the divine mercy of Jesus was accompanied with the inscription, "Jesus, I trust in you." Sister Faustina led a short life. Suffering from tuberculosis, she died in 1938. But with the aid of her confessor and her archbishop, devotion to divine mercy spread worldwide by the beginning of World War II. However, due to faulty translations of Polish into French and Italian, devotion to divine mercy was forbidden by the Vatican for almost two decades, until Archbishop Karol Wojtyła, the future St. John Paul II, was instrumental in reversing the ban in 1978. In due course, he presided at the canonization of St. Faustina in the year 2000, at which he also declared this second Sunday of Easter to be known as Divine Mercy Sunday. That's how this day came to be Divine Mercy Sunday. But what's the message at the core of Divine Mercy? The Divine Mercy message, as relayed by St. Faustina, is as simple as ABC. A, ask for God's mercy. God wants us to approach him in prayer constantly, repenting for our sins and asking him to pour his mercy out upon us and upon the whole world. B, be merciful. God wants us to receive his mercy and let it flow through us to others. He wants us to be the conduit of his love and forgiveness, extending love and forgiveness to others just as he does to us. And C, completely trust in Jesus. God wants us to know that all of the graces of his mercy can only be received by our trust. The more we open with trust the door of our hearts and lives to him, the more graces and mercy we can receive. This message of divine mercy has been emphasized by the three most recent popes. St. Pope John Paul II, who reiterated the words of Jesus as chronicled by St. Faustina when he said, "Humanity will never find peace until it turns with trust to the divine mercy." Pope Benedict XVI, who said, "Mercy is in reality the core of the gospel message. It is the name of God himself, the face with which he reveals himself in the Old Testament and fully in Jesus Christ, the incarnation of creative and redemptive love. And Pope Francis, who summarized the whole message of divine mercy with the title of his book, The Name of God is Mercy. Today's gospel passage, in which Jesus appears to a doubting Thomas, is most fitting for Divine Mercy Sunday. Jesus showers his mercy, forgiveness, and love on Thomas, who responds with absolute trust in Jesus with his all-in reply of, "My Lord and my God." But what about us? Are we all in? Are we receptive to Jesus' divine mercy and place absolute trust in him? Are we able to be that conduit of God's mercy and forgiveness in the world today? Those questions were weighing upon me when I came across a real-life example. Easter Sunday, Mary and I, along with Lynn Everett of the parish, attended a premiere showing of the movie The Ravine, based upon the novel of the same name, a narrative about evil and hope, mercy and forgiveness. The movie and book were inspired by the real-life story of a Kansas City couple whose best friend, a loving husband and father, murdered his wife and son and then committed suicide. Chronicling the extreme grief of this couple when confronted with such a heinous act by a close friend, the movie forced me to face up to how difficult it can be for us, myself included, to show mercy and forgiveness when confronted with horror. My personal reflections on the movie leads me to three conclusions. One, that the ABCs of divine mercy are indispensable to me, to you, and to the entire human race. We need to always, A, ask for God's mercy, B, be merciful, and C, completely trust in Jesus. My second conclusion, I also came to the realization that St. Pope John Paul II was absolutely right when he said, humanity will never find peace until it turns with trust to the divine mercy. And number three, I finally now understand the essence of the core message of St. Faustina when I say and truly believe, Jesus, I trust in you.